Island of No Return. The story of Father Damien of Molokai. "Right," said the police sergeant. "If he won't give in, we'll have to kill him, and the woman as well." The policeman lifted his rifle and pushed another bullet into the barrel. His men did the same, ready for the word to shoot. Everything was still and silent. No one moved. They waited to give the man one last chance. From somewhere, the man had found a rifle and ammunition, and was prepared to use it on anyone who came too near. For 3 days, the police had been hunting him. They had pleaded with him to give himself up and his wife. Each time, they had been met with a hail of bullets from the hilltop above them. At that moment, a priest appeared. He was a well-made man with broad shoulders and a sunburnt face. Everybody knew Father Damien, Camiano to his people. Perhaps the man would listen to the priest. "Don't shoot yet," asked the priest. "Let me try to talk to him. I might be able to get him to put his rifle down." "But he's dangerous, Father," protested the sergeant. "He might kill you." "Just let me try anyway," pleaded the man. "The man is from my church." "All right," agreed the policeman, "but it's at your own risk." The police stepped out from behind the rocks and stood in the open where he could be seen. Immediately, 3 shots rang out. "Next time my aim will be better," a voice threatened. "It's me, your friend, Camiano," shouted Father Damien. "I want to help you." The priest moved forward so that the marksman could see him better. There was silence. No more shots were fired. Damien began to climb the hill. Soon, he came face to face with the man, who pointed his rifle at the priest's chest. His finger rested ready on the trigger. Hiding behind him was his unhappy-looking wife. "The white man wanted to take away his wife," he told the priest. "She had not done anything wrong. She was not a criminal. All he wanted was to be left alone. True, his wife had leprosy, but it was the white man who had brought it to Hawaii. Now the white man seemed to want to punish her for it. He could look after her," he argued. "Why couldn't they let his wife die in peace instead of taking her away?" For 6 long hours, the two men talked. The priest explained that it was an order from the government. All people suffering from leprosy had to go to Molokai. It was feared the disease could spread. That was why she would have to be sent away. At last, the man gave in. He asked only one thing: to be allowed to go with his wife to Molokai. He wanted to be with her in the last few years of her life. The sergeant agreed. The couple were taken to the harbour to join the others who had been rounded up. Families were standing together, crying and trying to comfort each other. The police stood some distance away. The time came to leave. The last goodbyes were said. Men and women broke away from the sobbing groups and climbed aboard ship. There were even some children who had not yet caught the disease, going with their parents. Soon the passengers went below to their cabins. The sails were unfurled, and a gentle breeze wafted the ship out of the harbour and out of sight. They were on their way to the island of Molokai, never to see their loved ones again. Within a few years, many of the lepers would be dead. Father Damien never forgot that scene on the harbour front. The memory of those poor people stayed with him. His thoughts followed them across the sea, and he often remembered them in his prayers. Missionary at work. Father Damien had been born in Belgium in the year 1840. His parents were poor farmers. From childhood, he had been taught to love God and always to live a good Christian life. At the age of 18, he felt called by God to become a priest in the Catholic Church. After 4 years of training, he and 2 priests were sent to the island of Hawaii. They were to become part of a team of missionaries serving on the island. They arrived there in March 1864, after a 5-month voyage from Europe. Hawaii is the largest of a group of islands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. They were discovered by Captain Cook in 1778. From 1810, the islands were ruled by a king. They were never ruled by Britain, even though the Union Jack forms part of their flag. In 1898, the islands were taken over by the United States, and in 1959, Hawaii became the 50th state of the USA. The people of Hawaii had bronze skins, large brown eyes, and dark brown or black hair. Gentle, well-mannered, and kind to strangers, they lived a simple life and had no desire for riches. Some of the islanders had become Christians, but many of them still practiced their old religions. They trusted in the witch doctors and offered sacrifices to idols. During the night, Damien sometimes heard drums beating as the natives met in secret to dance around their altars. The priest found that the people spoke English. They had been taught by British missionaries in the mission schools. So Father Damien began to learn the language for himself, and soon was able to use it to talk to the people. As time went by, the islanders began to respect the friendly priest. They knew he worked only for their good, and so they liked him. He awakened in them a new interest in Christianity, and slowly the number of believers began to grow. Damien was never happy unless he was working. He always had to be doing something. His most important job at first was to build churches so that he could hold services. He had not been given any money for this work, but was expected to make the best of things. There was plenty of wood in the forest nearby, and he was ready to take on any job. By himself, he designed and built 6 churches on the part of the island where he worked. He cut and shaped the wood, carried it to the sites, put up the framework, and covered it with long grass. Each church had a small tower ready to take a bell. The natives were amazed at his strength. He could lift by himself a beam of wood that 3 or 4 of them had to carry. Long walks over the mountains, plenty of hard work, and a simple diet kept him fit. Yet hardly a day went by without him remembering those unfortunate people who had been sent to Molokai. Some of the people from his churches suffered from leprosy and were ordered by the police to report for the settlement. He knew the unhappiness their families went through, but he felt so helpless against this terrible disease. If only there were something he could do. Then, without warning, the chance he had been waiting for arrived. At a meeting held to celebrate the opening of a new church, the bishop asked for a volunteer to go to Molokai. A priest was needed to look after the settlers. Whoever was chosen would have to stay there for life, he warned. As he spoke, 4 young priests sprang to their feet and offered to go. "Let me go," begged Damien. "I'm used to hard work." "Take care then," said the bishop. "I will not order anyone to do this work, but I gladly accept your offer." Everyone felt that the young priest had chosen to die. Because there was no cure for leprosy then, and no one knew that most people who came into contact with the disease wouldn't get it. There were no speeches, no words of praise for Damien, simply a firm handshake and a farewell. There was already a ship in the harbour taking another group to the island. Without even returning to collect his things or to say goodbye, he joined the passengers. 1 hour after making the offer, he was on his way to Molokai. The bishop went with him on the ship to give him a final few words of advice. In the early hours of the next morning, the island came into sight. Boats were lowered to row the new arrivals ashore. The bishop was able to go with the priest as far as the beach, but was not allowed to land. Standing a short distance away was a sad group of people suffering from various stages of leprosy. "So far, my children," the bishop told them, "you have been left with no one to care for you. Now I have brought someone who will be a father to you all. He loves you so much that he has come to live and die with you." And so Father Damien stepped ashore at the settlement on Molokai. The bishop returned to the ship. The priest was all alone. As he looked around, a voice inside him said, "This is your life's work." Then he made a promise to himself that he would never leave these poor people until he should be taken by the disease.